Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you, applauding crowd. Thank you so much. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. If this is your first time listening, you're probably asking yourself, what the hell is Reality Spirituality? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because guess what? I've got the answer. Reality spirituality is a term that I use to describe everyday life experiences and the link to spirituality. Did you know that while you're waiting for the bus, that's a spiritual experience? Or when you lost your job, that's another spiritual experience. Reality spirituality dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why we're not as happy as we could be. Reality spirituality is not a religion, but it's a guideline to living connected to source energy. What is source energy? Well, source energy is the most powerful energy in the universe. Some people call it God. Some people call it Buddha. Some people call it Jehovah. I call it the universe. It's all the same. And when you feel connected, just like if you would plug in your toaster, you're connecting to source energy. When you are connected, you feel powerful. Joyful, loving, light, happy, excited, peaceful, content, grateful. The list of good emotions go on and on. It's endless. When you live your life connected to the universe or connected to this source energy, there are no other emotions you're going to experience except for the good feeling ones. Now, who would ever want to disconnect from feeling good? I know I used to all the time. But when you're connected to this source energy, and that's what reality spirituality is about, discovering how we stay connected, discovering, learning how you never unplug. So I don't care what happens to you in your life. It doesn't matter. If you're connected, you will feel all of those great emotions over anything else. Now, when you disconnect, your emotions are just as wide. They're just as, the list is just as long. But this list, sadness, irritation, aggravation, resentment, jealousy, revenge, moodiness, controlling, anger, rage, hopelessness. Who wants to feel like that? But you know what? Some of us choose to feel like that. I don't get it. Before I go on, I want to invite you, because this show is not only about what I have to share, but this show is about what you have to share with me and with the other listeners. Because we're all in the same boat together. We are all linked. We are all linked together. And what we all, in my opinion, we all go through the same type of circumstance. Whose heart hasn't been broken? Who hasn't experienced death? Who hasn't lost a job? Who hasn't been made fun of? Who hasn't made fun of someone else? What I'm saying is we are more alike than we are different. So basically what I want to share with you is when you call in and you discuss or you share with what's going through you, what's going through your life or what's happening in your life, then we all connect. I would like to invite you to call in with any kind of question, circumstance. And the number is 646-564-9619. What? 646-564-9619. Call in. Back to the intro. One of the most special things about staying connected is that our connections are unique to us, to the individual. We are as different as our fingerprints. We are as different as our fingerprints. Now, on the surface, we all know that. We know that my fingerprint isn't the same as yours, but for whatever reason, we are compelled to look at somebody else and tell them what they're doing wrong, what they should be doing, what they should be thinking about, what they should be saying. And that, I'm so glad I let go of that. Believe me, I used to point at everybody else and see something wrong with A, B, C, D, E, and you know the rest. Everybody had a problem except for me. I was the only one that didn't have a problem. All the other people had a problem. Couldn't they see right from wrong? Couldn't they realize the right way to do something? It was so frustrating. So frustrating. But what happened and what is continuing to happen is the more I lived, the more I realized, let these people go. Who said that? Was it Moses? No, not Moses. Yeah, Moses. Let my people go. Let these people go. Please. Let them live their life. Let them do, say, think whatever they want. And you know why you want to allow them to do, say, and think whatever they want? You know why? Because when you do, you are happier. When you leave, when you get out of everybody else's way and start looking in the mirror and say, what can I do? How can I grow? And let me tell you something. When you really want to help someone, the best way to do it is be the example. Be the example. The topic of tonight's show is, and this is for you, Trash Man, the topic of tonight's show is, what are your priorities? What Do you focus on what is important in your life? I don't care what's important in your neighbor's life. We all know what's important in the neighbor's life, right? We all know what's important in somebody else's life. But what is important in your life? What's important? So I want to ask you, get a piece of paper, pencil, pen, crayon, marker, Sharpie, and write down your five priorities. What are your priorities in your life? What are they? Bank account overflowing with cash? House on the hill overlooking the ocean on both coasts? Mr. Wright, Mrs. Wright. Usually those Mr. Wrights and Mrs. Wrights usually turn out to be wrong. Get it? What is your health? Is that a priority? Family? Family, what is your priority? What are your priorities? What are your top five priorities? In other words, if you had these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 choices, priorities all lined up exactly the way that you wanted them to, what would they be? We're going to come back to that. But I really want you to think about what it is and write it down, because I want you to see it. I want you to write it and see it. So I'm going to give you a little chance. I'm giving you a chance to do that. I am going to share with you one of the biggest secrets that few people know, and even fewer people live, and even fewer people know how to teach it. That's where I come in. That's my job. How's that for advertising? Don't tell anybody, unless you want them to be happier too. But one of the biggest secrets to being happy depends on your response. Let me back up. It depends on your chosen response to everything, and I mean everything. You choose how you're going to respond to everything. From somebody running into your car, to somebody destroying your equipment, sound equipment, from somebody firing you. It doesn't matter. You choose all of your responses. Another secret that people don't know too much about is our emotions. Our emotions are a choice too. What? Yes, you can choose your emotions. We choose our emotions. Have you ever been taught that your emotions were a choice? I learned that my emotions depended on what was my circumstances. You know, boyfriend left me, cheated on me. Oh, I was sad, mad. The list goes on. The economy. Oh, gee, that could really get me riled up. I didn't get the job. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too old, I'm too young, death. Your emotions are a choice. Now, why is all of this important, and how does all of this tie in to happiness? I'm glad you asked that question. I'm glad you asked. So let me start with a foundation. And this is the foundation of this show. And quite frankly, this is the foundation of our experience, our human experience on this planet. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I feel like dancing. Everything that you see, everything that you experience, everything that you are, everything that everything is energy. And energy can be measured. Energy can be measured. Now, all energy vibrates at a certain frequency. And that's what it's called, a vibration. And so we all vibrate at certain frequencies, if you will, a certain level. But the interesting thing is, whatever we're vibrating at, whatever our vibration is, that's what we are going to attract. Our vibrations attract like vibrations. I mean, can you imagine? You're crying your eyes out. You're so sad. You're so heartbroken. Oh, God, he left me. Why me? Why me? It was only our third date. Why? But listen to this. When you're in the middle of all of that, do you think you could snap out of it and just start jumping around and being happy like you just won the lotto? I don't think so. So what happens is you set your vibration to this mood, to this feeling of loss, rejection, abandonment, whatever it is, you set your vibration. And let me tell you something, you're going to keep attracting that. As long as you stay in that vibration, you're going to keep attracting more of it. Doesn't that make sense? I like to use the analogy of a radio. So when you're listening to the radio, you choose a channel. And your choice depends on what you want to hear, right? You want to listen to country. You want to listen to rock. You want to listen to gangster rap. You want to listen to classical. You want to listen to sports. You want to listen to news. You want to listen to health. You want to listen to... Come on. So your choice depends on what you want to hear. And whatever station you choose, that station has a distinct frequency. And it's the same for us. Let's say our frequency, or the radio frequency, it's the same as a personal vibration, a personal vibration. What's really, okay, I don't want to get off track because I really can, you know I can, but what's really interesting is you have this vibration, say you have this vibration and somebody just broke up with you and you're sad and you're feeling dejected and lonely and why won't he call, whatever it is, why won't he call? Do you think that somebody coming over to your house to visit you and you shared all this information, do you think that you have an effect on their vibration? Do you think that you're feeling so bad, do you think that you can get them to feel bad too? Sometimes you can. Back to the point. My question to you is, what station are you tuned into? What's your favorite station? See, that's when I asked you earlier about your priorities. That is the topic. What are your favorite stations? Station of a lot of money, station of a lot of health. What is it, and I'm talking about day to day, what do you focus on the most? I'm not talking about focusing on something once every 6 months. I mean, day to day, what is on your mind? What are you thinking about? What are you focused on? What is it? There's an easy way to discover what station you're tuned into. Honestly, and that's the magic word, honestly, honesty, you have to look in the mirror and ask the question. It seems easy, but you know what? One of the hardest journeys that a person can take is that journey of knowing yourself. I'm not talking about knowing what you like to eat at a restaurant or knowing that you like a certain shape on a woman or knowing that you like a man to be 6 feet with a mustache, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what your core being, what is really inside, what makes you tick. What is it? And that's a hard journey. And that's why so few people are interested in going down that path. About 3 decades ago, did I say 3 decades? Yes, I did say 3 decades ago. I was committed to taking this journey of finding out what is my purpose. Why am I here? What? Because I was restless. I was unsatisfied. I mean, I had a lot of things. I did a lot of things. I knew a lot of people, but is there something missing? And what was missing in my life was this connection. Was this connection to the universe? Let me tell you something. When you decide to take this journey, when I say committed, I really mean committed. You know, Michael Jordan was committed to being the best basketball player ever. Kobe, same thing. The best. That's a commitment. And this personal journey, this spiritual journey, is the same kind of a commitment. It's the same thing. It's just different, but the commitment is there. And that's where I'm coming from. It's a commitment. Who wouldn't ever, listen, you can raise your hand. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to feel joyful. Everybody wants to feel grateful. Everybody wants to be at peace. I would think so. But are you making the commitment to that? Are you making the commitment? I have to admit, sometimes, hey, yelling at somebody and unplugging myself feels pretty good for a second. I have to admit that. Well, at least it used to. It's the consequence. You know what it is? It's like drinking, and you're having a great time while you're drinking. You're a little high. You're feeling, but the next day, the hangover. Was it really worth it? So me yelling at somebody or getting upset with somebody, is it really worth feeling so bad the next day? I came up with, no, it doesn't. We are going to take a quick 1 minute commercial break, but I would like you to call in 646-564-9619. Call in with what you're challenged with or what your struggles is or a question, anything. Call in to share. What do you think about what I've just said? We're going to take a quick commercial break and I'll be back with you in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality. keep your ears open for this one, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, don't you love that song? My son, Nathan Norrington, wrote, produced, sang, directed, put together, emailed to me, and now it's part of the show. That's my theme song forever. I want you to take a look at your list. Take a look at the list of five things that you said are your priorities. Does somebody want to call me and tell me what their priorities are? Can you give me a call? Let me know what your priorities are. I want to talk about it. 646-564-9619. Give me a call. I want to know what's on your list. You know why? Because I'm nosy. That's why. I want to know what's on your list. And nobody has to know it's you. Let me say this. For those who might be listening for the first time, this is one of my favorite stories. When I was younger, and even today, you know, when you make a wish on your birthday candles on the birthday cake, or you throw a coin into the fountain or in the lake, and you always make a wish. I always wished for the same two things. I didn't wish for Mr. Right. I didn't wish for mansions, and I didn't really care about driving the most expensive car, but I wished for two things. And I said them out loud: to live to my potential and to be happy. Being happy is my number one priority. Okay, I'm going to tell you my priorities. Being happy is number one. That's it. And when I say it's number one, I mean it's number one. Because whatever happens to me, I'm still connected. I feel it doesn't matter. Anything can happen to me. I could be anywhere. I could be in a jail cell. I could be. Oh, gee whiz. Where else could I be? But you remember that movie called A Beautiful Life? And it's a story about a man and his son who were in a concentration camp. And his son was young, 8, 9, 10, young child. But the father never, ever let on to this young boy that they were in jail, or that they were suffering, or they were prisoners, or that this was a concentration camp. Do you know that that kid thought that he was in Club Med or at Club Med? That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. The connection is the most important thing. At least that's for me. And let me tell you something. If you choose something else, that's okay. That's okay with me. You know why? Because we're as different as our, say the word, fingerprints. Is that two words? No, it's one word. Being spiritual and being connected, honestly, one of the things I love about it, there are no rules I have to follow. There's no traditions I have to stay with. There's no ceremonies. I don't have to go once a week. Listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going any place once a week to get together, fellowship, but I don't have to do that. I have my connection. I'm hooked in. I've got the universe's number on speed dial. Get it? I listen to Lil Wayne. What? You heard me. And throughout the day, I've been known to let the expletive fly. See, this being spiritual has nothing to do, or being connected has nothing to do with rules and regulations. I just wanted to share that with you because I get that question a lot. Call in with your question. Area code 646-564-9619. Let me tell you something. I had an experience that just... Today was the third straw. Not the first straw, not the second, but the third straw. And you know what happens when you have a third straw? That means you strike out. So let me share something with you. I have been a professional fitness, personal trainer, aerobic instructor for, almost 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And when I was teaching my classes, I taught boot camp classes. Boot camp. Believe me, it was no picnic. I challenged every single person in the room. In fact, this is one of my most famous stories. It was probably in the early 80s. Do you remember MC Hammer? Well, he used to travel with a posse, and I was teaching an aerobic class, and it was downtown Los Angeles. And I was teaching aerobic class, and MC Hammer happens to walk into the gym with his posse. I'm still going. He's doing his own thing. But one of the guys that he was with, muscle-bound, big guy, muscles on top of muscles. You know what I'm talking about. This guy probably lives at the gym. Well, we had finished doing the cardio part of the class, and we were on to the floor work. So I was training I was doing dips off the stage, triceps exercises. And this guy with all the muscles joined the class, and he started doing some dips. And all of a sudden he did maybe three or four or five, and he started grabbing his arm. And what's wrong with you, Mr. Muscles? What's up? Cramp, I got it. Well, he didn't sound like that. He said, cramp, I got a cramp. I said, all those muscles, huh? And you got a cramp? All right. So we basically stopped doing the triceps. Then we started doing ab work. So we're on our backs doing crunches. And let me tell you something. The crunches I do are not the kind that Jane Fonda does. Excuse me, I love Jane Fonda, but no. These are army crunches. Crunches only men do. And this guy grabbed his stomach again. I don't know if it was a cramp, but let me tell you, I was ragging on him. Poor guy with all the muscles, too. And he was such a nice-looking young man. Didn't stop me. And finally, I guess I teased him out of the class because he got up with his muscles and walked out before it was over. Now, that wasn't the first time anyone's walked out of the class, and believe me, it's not going to be the last. I'm used to it. But when this guy walked out of the class, one of my students said, "Do you know who that was?" Well, it wasn't MC Hammer. I had to say, no, I don't know who he was. Evander Holyfield. True story. Now, what was my point? Oh, I remember. My point was, I taught a very challenging class, to say the least. And 2 years ago, after 28, 29 years of boot camp classes, my knees were shot. I had arthroscopic surgery on my left knee in 2009, able to come back. I kept teaching the cycling classes. I had arthroscopic surgery on my left knee. Did I say right knee? Anyway, both of my knees had the arthroscopic surgery. Last one was 2011. Now, why do I say all this? I'm telling you this because I'm starting to get back into teaching again. Because I found out that if I don't teach, I don't exercise. Blah! Something about it. So I wanted to start teaching in. 2 weeks ago, I went for an interview. Interview. Actually, it was an audition. I taught an entire class. It was at a gym that trains boxers. So it's not a regular 24-hour LA Fitness. It trains boxers, fighters. What is it? Not street fighters, but what is that called? Someone call in 646-564-9619 and tell me what the anyway, it doesn't matter. So I taught the whole class. And the owner said, "Okay, I'll get back to you if we want you to teach them up, please." I'm one of the best instructors around. Of course they're going to get back to me. I'm just waiting for the phone to ring. Well, 2 weeks later, I'm still waiting for the phone to ring. That's number one. That's strike one. Strike two, I used to teach a cycling class at LA Fitness. Well, last week I texted the coordinator and I said, "Hey, you know, if you need any subs or I'm available for those early 6 a.m. cycling classes, let me know if you want. Let me know." Yeah, either way. Well, guess what? Did I get a return text back? Hell no. Strike two. And today was the cherry. Today was strike three. I was teaching at a local gym right around the corner from my house for almost 18, 19 years. That's right, 18, 19 years. And I stopped teaching there last year with the surgery and having to go back and forth there was just a lot of things that were going on in my personal life. I said, you know what, I'm going to take time off. Well, I got a phone call about 3 weeks ago. Hey, they want you back. They want you back to teach the aqua class. So I also teach aqua camp and aqua aerobics. They want you back. Really? I was excited. Yes, I'm teaching again. I actually taught two weeks ago
water class.
Because I was scheduled every Saturday. 2 weeks ago I taught. Two
weeks before that, I thought I'd get a phone call today.
Today!
Day of my birthday. Dave, you show on talk radio.
called today, and it was one of the instructors that I was switching on one Saturday, teaching the next Saturday, alternate.
And she called me and she says, you know what? The manager, you know, the same club that I've been teaching at for 18 years. Did I say 18 years loud enough? 18 years. Said, you know what? She doesn't want you to alternate. She just wants you to sub from time to time. Well, you know, once every 5 months, 4 months, 3 months. Yeah. How the hell am I going to stay in shape teaching once every 4 months? Whew. That was today. Do I sound like I lost anything? Do I sound like something's wrong? Do I feel like everything's okay and everything's in order? I say yes, because it is. Let me tell you something. Once you connect to the internet, oh my goodness, once you connect to the internet, you can, once you connect to the universe, once you are connected, guess what happens? You know, without a shadow of a doubt, that everything that happens to you is for your, you ready, Nathan? For your betterment. Everything that happens is for your betterment. Now, on the outside, it sure don't look like that. But for whatever reason, I'm not supposed to be teaching at that gym. I'm not supposed to be getting the boxing job at the boxing gym. I guess I'm not supposed to be teaching cycling at LA Fitness. Am I okay with all of that? Yeah! And that's exactly what happened. When I got that final blow today, I was, okay. And that's how quick it is, because you know that everything that happens to you, number one, there's a lesson to learn from it. Number two, there's something good that's going to come out of it. Number three, it's for your betterment. And number four, when you really adopt this philosophy, how the hell are you going to be miserable? How the heck are you going to have anything to complain about? How the hell are you going to live? You know how you're going to live? Heaven on earth. You heard me. You are going to be in heaven on earth. Heaven right now, people. Right now. You don't have to wait to get to the pearly gate. Ooh, jeez. You don't have to struggle to know that everything's okay. You realize it. Oh. And this is an example, an analogy I love to give. When you're plugged in, guess what that means? That means you're sitting in the back seat of a Bentley. Is a Bentley the same as Rolls Royce? Rolls Royce, Bentley, whatever. You're sitting in the back seat, and guess who's driving? guess who's driving? No, not the chauffeur. No, 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 not Morgan Freeman. No. The universe is driving. The universe is your chauffeur. All you have to do is sit in the back seat with, okay, you got to do this, Joe. I don't want to tell you this. I don't want to tell you, but I got to have to tell you this. Sit in the back seat with a smile on your face. That's right. A smile on your face. Now, because the universe is always driving. Believe it or not, you don't have any control over what happens. You might think you have control, but you don't have any control. The universe controls what is happening. Now, this is my opinion. You don't have to take it or you don't have to believe it, but this is it. You are here for one reason. Well, you're here for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is relax. Have some fun. Take a deep breath. Be grateful. Drop your shoulders. Close your eyes. Dance. Cheer. Smile. Laugh. Be happy. And when you allow the universe to drive as opposed to, hey, don't turn right here, universe. No, no, no. I don't want to go down that road. No, no. I want to go left. And the universe says, well, we going right. I want to go left. People, when that happens, that's when you start feeling those lower level vibrations, anger, resentment, sadness, bitterness, irritation, aggravation, concentration. That's when you feel those, when you're resisting. So basically, it's really simple. You have two choices in this life. And your choices are only two. The universe makes it very simple. I mean, it's rules to live by for the dummies. It's very, very simple. You either flow or resist. Flow or resist. And just using those words, I bet you know the difference. Flowing like an easy river, like a lazy river. Lazy river, just flowing. Flowing, going, oh, we're going here, okay, all right, I'll go there, oh, this is a new experience, okay, all right, I won't get that job, but I know that's for my betterment, okay, I won't exercise here at this club, okay, oh, they don't want me anymore, oh, okay, all right, flow. Now, when you resist, whew, that ride's going to be bumpy. They're not going to be any shocks on that Bentley. It's going to be bumpy, and you're going to be grumpy. Let me tell you something. This rhyming thing, my father, Ralph Norrington, he was the best rhymer. So forgive me if my father channels through me and I start rhyming. I think it's kind of funny. What did I say? The road is going to be bumpy, and you are going to be grumpy. I used to be grumpy every day in every way. You heard what I said. Come on. I don't know. I got tired of feeling like that. I got tired of the hangover. I got tired of it. I didn't want to. I'm done with it. Oh, people. I'm so glad that you are here with me listening to this show. I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to talk to you. I want to let you in on the schedule. You're going to be able to hear this show, Reality Spirituality, with a different topic every time, every day, three times a week. That's right. You'll be able to listen on Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll be able to hear me on Sunday at noon Pacific Standard Time, and also Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm really excited about getting the show on the air again, and I made so many wonderful connections on the other station I was on, and I just, my mission, my purpose is to share what I've learned and to leave this planet lighter and happier and more inspired than when I came. That's one of my missions. And to share with you and to be open and honest with the, and you know what else is great on this station? I can say four-letter words. I don't want you to have to go through the shit I went through. I'm sharing with you what I learned the hard way. Now, everybody's got their own path to walk, and everybody's got their own choice to make. But I'm here to share. You know what? This is what I like to say. I'm here to give you the answers to the test. I got the answers to this test. I have the answers to inner peace. Now, I'm not saying that, well, I have it mastered. But if there is something that's uncovered that I can dig up, I'm talking about things that ooh, I didn't know I had that. Ooh, I need to get rid of that. Ooh, that doesn't make me feel good. I will share with you everything and anything about my life and about the journey that I am on. And it's only to give you some ideas. It's only to maybe have you think a different way or look at a different perspective. Now, let's get back to your priorities. What's on your list? What is on your list? I bet I know what's on everybody's list. Money. It's got to be on your list. Yes? I don't know what number it is, but I know it's on the list. Let me see this. Let me think. The other one would be you probably boyfriend, significant other, love, soulmate, yes, Mr. Right. Maybe that's on your list. But let me tell you something. When you make being happy the number one priority, guess what happens? It doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you found the right person. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying not to go for your goals or go for your dreams. That's not what I'm saying. But what's number one? What is number one, people? People? Number one for me is staying connected and being happy. And there is not one person on this planet that is powerful enough to derail me. Oh, there's been attempts. Oh, I've been shaken. Oh, shaken quite a bit. But always come back to plugging myself right back in, plugging it in, plugging in to the universe. I have enjoyed talking to you. I have enjoyed sharing with you this debut show on Blog Talk Radio. Sunday, the topic is going to be addiction. And the topic is, and I'm not going to tell you what addiction it is, but the addiction is something that we all, this addiction is something that we all suffer with. We've all experienced, and we all have, I have to say, it's an epidemic. It is an epidemic. And we're going to be talking about this addiction that nobody wants to talk about. But I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to talk about it. That's on Sunday at noon. I want to say thank you for listening. And until Sunday, have a wonderful, wonderful 2 days. And Sunday, remember the class, the show is on at 12 noon Pacific time. So thank you, everyone. This is Rebecca Norrington, and you've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now,
what I'm about to say,
time to get.